Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Nu närmare sig, hörni, Holy Craps Retreat.
Äntligen är det dags med våra healing retreats som återkommer varje år. Och detta år är vi lite extra taggade, för vi kommer faktiskt att erbjuda ett retreat i Portugal, där jag sitter nu.
Ja, och det är inte vilken plats som helst, än den här platsen. Jag är bara än så länge sätter på bilder, men vi ska ju faktiskt åka dit tillsammans snart. Och den ser helt magisk ut.
Ja.
Nej, men jag kan känna in känslan av att bara gå runt på den här platsen och allt vi kommer jobba med och nej, men, alla fina möten och sådär.
Den kommer hålla, det känns som att det kommer liksom, känslorna kommer kunna bara rinna ut i den här vackra jorden, och det kommer vara varma poolbad, och det kommer vara som en ljuv dröm.
Ja, själva healingrummet där vi kommer ha klasserna har väl jättehögt i tak, så det kommer finnas rum för så mycket expansion och växande i den här liksom underbara salen. Och varje gång jag tänker på det här retreatet så pirrar det i hela
kroppen. Ja, jag känner samma. Ja, det är så otroligt kul. Så,
man känner energin. Bara,
ja, jag vet. Life force is flowing. Okej, men detta datumet är 29 augusti till 1 september. Det är 4 dagar av ljuv Portugal, luft och magi. Och sen 2 veckor senare, den 12 september till 15 september, så ses vi hemma på underbara bäddar och ängar på Österlen för vår tredje omgång där. Och där har ni säkert sett och hört.
Och det känns ju bara så hem. Alltså det känns verkligen som att komma hem.
Ja.
Alltså där, vi känner liksom väggarna, vi känner hela auran, själen av bäddar och ängar. Och det öppnar också upp för ett väldigt tryggt och hållande och kärleksfullt space. Och vi kommer ju ha med oss våra fina food geeks även denna gången.
Mm. Så in och spana in på holycrapco.com för att läsa mer om de här 2 fantastiska retreatsen, så ses vi i sommar.
A past life regression hosted by Sarah Nori. Oftentimes we experience past life memories in our existing life today, not just through hypnosis or regressions. For example, when we dream, sometimes in dreams we have glimpses of some past life memories, or when we travel to foreign destinations. And somehow we know our way around the streets, we know the hidden treasures of the town or the city. We know that church that was or is located where it is. We know the hidden rooms in that church. And just by being in the physical space itself, it invokes memories and you have a so-called deja vu experience. But mostly common is when we connect deeply to other beings and they seem so very familiar to you, as if you've known them for years and years, and their energy, their essence is really feeling familiar. This is a soul recognition. So let's have a regression together. Please start by sitting or laying down very comfortably, dimming the lights in the room and silent your devices. If you're going to fall asleep and it's late, please sit down with your back being supported. Being comfortable is very important, so loosen anything that feels tight to the body. Letting yourself be comfortable. This will go on for about 20 to 30 minutes, so finding a position of comfort is important. This is very safe, and you can open up your eyes at any time if you feel stressed or overwhelmed. Most people don't, but just in case, you have the option to open up your eyes or travel back to the space of a garden that I'm about to describe for you. Or as another option, to float above any scene as if you're watching a movie. And this regression might not be visual, maybe sometimes more emotional. And whatever comes up to mind or awareness, it's fine. It helps to deepen the experience if you allow it to be there. Just allowing anything that wants to show up to be there. Not trying to analyze or critique or judge anything. Simply let the visual sensations and emotions to be there. And trusting that first message, that first visual, helps you to go deeper. Even if it might seem silly, you can analyze after the experience, but not during the experience. Again, trying to stay with what shows up, because you deserve to have this experience. So start by breathing in from your nose and out from your nose, gently allowing the air to enter your body. Close your eyes, let them rest. Start to inhale deeper by counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. And as you're breathing in and out, imagine you can breathe out all the stress, all the tension you have stored in your body. And you can breathe in the beautiful energy that's all around you in your room. So breathing out stress and breathing in beautiful energy. Let your whole body relax deeper and deeper. And relax all of the muscles in your face. Let the eyes drop down. Relax your mouth, your jaw, your forehead. Relax the muscles of your neck and your shoulders. Sometimes we carry a lot of responsibility in our lives, and we tend to carry the heaviness on our shoulders. So breathing in, breathing out, relaxing your shoulders and neck even deeper. With your inhalation, go deeper and deeper, so soft, so gentle, so kind. Let my voice carry you, allowing you to go deeper and deeper, relaxed. Let all the background noises or thoughts or distractions only carry you, deepening your level even more. As if they fade away, you can go very, very deep. Breathing in and breathing out. Relaxing your arms, your upper and lower back, as you go deeper and deeper into a beautiful state of peace and calm. And this state of peace and calm is very, very healthy for you. It's healthy for your body, it's healthy for your mind to relax, to let go of stress and tension, to find peacefulness that is always there for you, just below the surface. This is very healthy for you. Breathing in, breathing out, relaxing now the muscles of your stomach so your breathing stays perfectly calm, perfectly kind. And relaxing your hips and your legs so what you're laying on or sitting on allows you to go deeper and deeper relax. It's very safe. And next, visualize or feel a beautiful light floating above your head. And this is a wonderful healing light. Healing because it lets go of illness, disease, and discomfort. Any illness, disease, and discomfort anywhere in your body. It is a relaxing light bringing you to a deep, deep level of relaxation. It's a spiritual light connected to above and around you. Let this beautiful light, and you can choose its color or colors, let it be yours. Let this light enter your body from the top of your head, your crown area, illuminating your brain, your spinal cord, and healing these organs. And flowing down from above to below like a beautiful wave of light, touching every cell of your body, every fiber of your body, every tissue of your body, every organ of your body, with a sense of peace, love, and healing. And the light fills your heart, your beautiful heart, healing your heart. It's healing your heart. And any level of spiritual, emotional, physical, your heart gently is pumping this light to every part of your body, bringing incredible healing and peace. And it's deepening your state even more. Let yourself go deeper and deeper, relaxed. And the light fills the stomach. It's healing these and restoring to perfect health. Getting rid of disease, illness, and discomfort. And the life fills your back, heals your backbones, muscles of your back. Let the light be very strong, very powerful. Wherever you need it for healing, it's there. And the healing will continue after you're awake until it's completed and you're restored in perfect health. I'd like the rest of the light to flow down to both of your legs until it reaches all the way down to your feet, bathing your body, and its powerful energy is letting you go deeper and deeper. And next, I'd like you to visualize or imagine that the light is now on the outside of your body, as if you're wrapped up in a soft blanket. A blanket of light wrapped up, healing your entire body, feeling even more comfortable, and deepening you even more. and a few moments when I count down from 10 to 1. Go so deep that your mind is no longer limited by the barriers of space or time. So deep that you can remember every experience you ever had, whether in this body or any other body. Maybe even in between your physical bodies, when you've been in a spiritual state, you can remember anything so deep. You can experience all levels of your beautiful multidimensional self, because you are far, far more than your body or brain. You are a beautiful spiritual being. You're always loved. You are never alone. And you can never be harmed, not at this level. 10, 9, 8, go deeper and deeper with each number down. 7, 6, 5, deeper and deeper and deeper, relaxed. 4, 3, a beautiful level of peace and calm. 2, 1, good. And this beautiful state of calm, imagine now that you're walking into a beautiful garden, a wonderful spiritual garden with beautiful plants and flowers, flowers of red, flowers of purple, flowers of white. This is a garden, a sanctuary for you. A garden of peace, harmony, perfect safety, bliss, joy, and love. And in this garden, you find a beautiful place to rest. Rest your body, surrounded by light, filled by the light, beautiful healing light. Surrounded. This light continues to heal the deepest, deepest levels of your mind. At this state, you can open and you can remember everything. To show you this, let's go backwards in time. Backwards in time. First a little, and then more and more. In a few moments, when I count down from 5 to 1, let yourself remember a childhood memory. If you wish, you can keep it very happy. A pleasant memory of your childhood, or perhaps an important one. You can remember everything. Let this memory from when you were a child come up to complete focus. When you reach number 1, this memory will be vivid. Don't try to edit, just allow yourself to remember. Whatever comes to awareness, visual or sensation, is fine. 5, remembering a childhood memory, keeping it pleasant or happy. 4, coming more and more into focus, you can remember everything. 3, 2, a childhood memory. 1, be there with this memory and pay attention to any details. Where is the location? Are you inside, outside, in your home or someone else's home, in a particular room, your bedroom, kitchen? What age are you? And if there's other people around, they may appear younger to you because they were younger back then. Trust what you're seeing, feeling, sensing. And if you need or want to go deeper, take a slow, deep inhalation. Know that you can remember everything. It's fine. You can remember even more, even with better focus. Inhaling. Exhale. If anything feels uncomfortable, remember at any time you can go back to your spiritual garden or float above your experience as if you're watching a movie. You're safe here. But if you're fine, stay with it. And now allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into your sensations and trust what you're seeing. Go deeper into the memory. Perhaps there's something you haven't thought about or remembered for a long time. Sometimes a childhood memory is connected to other childhood memories. It could be a series or a pattern of connection. And it's okay to remember other memories as well. Whatever comes up, allow it to be there. You can remember everything. Stay with trusting. It's fine. It's okay. Pay attention to details. And you can remember much, much more than this childhood memory. So let's float above this memory for now, feeling so free, so light. But you're still with the memory. And in your mind, just for a moment or two, let yourself understand the importance of this memory. Why, out of a thousand of memories, is this one coming to awareness? Is it trying to tell you something? To remind you of something or someone? Why this memory? Why is it important to you now? Breathe in. Breathe out. And now we're ready to go further back in time. Back to a time when you were in your mother's womb. Back before your birth. In your present body. Many, many people have recalled from this time and space. And even if you think it's your fantasy or imagination, let yourself experience it, because oftentimes it's more than that. Trust deeper and deeper. So as I once again count from 5 to 1. Go back to your womb time before your birth and simply invite yourself to feel any sensations that arises, any visions or impressions, or sometimes emotions of you or your mother's emotions, because you were so bonded at this time, or even your father's, because consciousness is not limited to the physical body or brain. Breathe in, breathe out. 5, going back to the prenatal time, back to when you were in your mother's womb. 4, whether imagination or fantasy or memory, does not matter. 3, you become aware of any physical sensations. Let yourself become so focused when I reach 1. 2, you're nearly there. 1, be there in the womb. What are you becoming of now? What is coming to awareness? Are there any physical sensations or impressions? Perhaps some emotions are more present to you or your mother or even your father's. Listen. Sometimes spiritual wisdom is available at this time. Why are you choosing these parents and this life to come? What lessons are you coming back here to know in this earth school, to learn and to master as you evolve your spiritual path? Again, why are you choosing these parents? In a few moments, when I count from 1 to 3, go through your birth, but with no pain, no pain at all, no discomfort at all. No pain, no discomfort. Just remember this very important event of your birth. 1, being born, no pain, no discomfort at all. 2, 1, you're out, you're born. What are you becoming aware of now? Are there any different noises or temperature, people being around you? Perhaps your mother is there, or your father, or both. How does it feel, the love that's there at this time of life? How is it? Beautiful. Inhale. Exhale. Now just float above this scene like a scene from a movie. And now we're ready to go further back in time, back into a past life memory. Or maybe into a spiritual dimension, if that's what you need to experience. So, as you float above the scene, Imagine or visualize this beautiful, inviting door. This door is closed. And this door is a door that opens to a past life memory or memories. And on the other side of this door, there's a light shining. A strong, magnificent light, and it does not hurt your eyes on the other side of the light. It might be a scene or a person on the other side of this door. And join it. Allow yourself to again trust what's on the other side. As I count down from 5 to 1, and as I reach 1, you will open that door into a past life memory. And you will join completely. And you can remember everything. Breathe in deeply and slowly exhale completely. 5. The door is being opened to you. Becoming aware of the light on the other side of the door. And this light attracts your attention. There is something for you to learn on the other side of this door. On the other side of the light. 4. You move through the light closer and closer to the scene, to the experience on the other side, to the other side of the light. Closer and closer. 3. Coming closer, more and more into focus, about to join the scene, the experience of a past life memory. Trust. 2. Nearly there. 1. Be there. Good. If you find yourself in a body, look down on your feet. Observe. Observe if you have any boots, sandals, shoes, maybe animal skin, fur, slippers, or any type of footwear. Trust. Pay attention to any type of details. If it helps, you can imagine you have a mirror in front of you. What color is your eyes? What color is your hair? What clothes are you wearing? Does it have a specific style, texture? Any colors? Perhaps they indicate a historical time or culture, a decade. Pay attention to the geography. Mountains, deserts, ocean, rivers, perhaps buildings, structures. Ancient, not so ancient, trust what you're seeing. What are you becoming aware of? If you're around other people, observe how they are dressed or what they're doing. And if you get close enough to another person, observe their face, their eyes, or sensing their energy. Do they look or feel familiar to you? Look closer. Do you know them? Do you recognize them? You can remember everything. And you can go back and forth in this lifetime. Maybe ask, what age am I? What's my name? Trust, listen. In a few moments, when I count from 1 to 3, go to the most important or significant event of that lifetime. Breathe in, breathe out. 1, 2, 3, you're there. Another important time in that life. What is happening to you? What are you becoming aware of now? Are there other people around? And if so, do you recognize or know them? Do they seem familiar to you in any way? What age are you now? You can even ask, which country you're at. Explore around you. That will help you to understand and heal. In a few moments, when I count from 1 to 3, to the very, very, very end of 3, you're gonna go to the end of that lifetime, to the very last moment of that life, to the very last day of that life. But without pain or discomfort, you will experience that last day. No pain, no discomfort. This is about learning. No pain, no discomfort. The very end. Inhale deeply. Exhale completely. 1, to the very last day of that life, of your life. 2, 3, you're there. Don't think, don't analyze, just experience it. What is happening to you now? Are there other people around? Often there are in these times, these important times. What are you becoming aware of? What's the sensations? What's the visuals? Trust. And now slowly, slowly float above that scene or that body. Perhaps you can look down and see the scene you just left. You just left a physical body. And in your mind, just a few moments, let yourself feel into that lifetime without analyzing, just feeling. What did you learn? What was its lessons for you? These lessons, do they connect to your life today, now? What are the connections? Does it help you to understand something or someone in this life? Imagine now when you're free from this state, free and light. You left that body, that time, that place. So free, so light, so understanding. You're understanding its lessons and connections. Don't try to analyze, just trust. And now imagine that a beautiful spiritual being, like a master, a guardian, an angel, a guide, a bodhisattva, or a loved one that loves you very deeply. Someone very wise, with love, comes to visit you when you float in this beautiful space. So free, so peaceful. And imagine you can communicate with them by thoughts, by vision, mind to mind. Are there any messages, knowledge, wisdom for you that can help you, guide you to remove any blocks to your inner peace and joy and happiness in your current life? What do you need to understand to be happier? Can they tell you? Can they show you? Are there any messages for you? And soon it will be time to return to full awake consciousness. But you will remember everything you experienced. The childhood memory, the womb experience, and your past life experience. But mostly you remember that you're a spiritual, beautiful being. And so saying goodbye to your spiritual guide for now, knowing that they're always with you, you can call up on them at any time. You are always loved. You are never alone. Now bring conscious breathings into your body, awake, bringing light and softness to your body, back to your body, to your space. I will bring you back to full consciousness, to awake, by counting up 1 to 10. By 10, you'd be fully awake, feeling great and filled with light, beautiful light. 1, 2, 3, gently awakening now. 4, 5, 6, awake and alert, feeling great, feeling wonderful. 7, 8, 9, 10, good. Let your eyes open and stretch if you feel like it. Slowly and gently, filled with light. Thank you for the time and space. Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.